The disease in Durban Central Prison, we have diseases appear last 2 weeks ago. This disease is caused by the malnourished problem because there is inadequate food at that time. So it affects some of our prisoners with this disease. But the administration of the prison service, especially the medical doctor, they managed to solve this issue, and now there is a little improvement for our inmate there. Now they are improving and they are doing all right. This is what happened.
Yes. And how many people are affected with this disease? Do we know exactly how many inmates?
The number are not more. They are around 20. The first number I got, there are 20. But the serious case were about 5. But no any deaths occur among them.
Yes, you said it's because of lack of food. Is that the reason?
Yes, it's not the actual reason. Because food is not enough, also can be the cause. Even though also there are some diseases like malaria, like anemia, also they are there, but we put the issue on the food because the food before was not adequate. It affects some of the prisoners. According to analysis of the medical doctor who was there, he gave us this analysis about the cause of the this disease in malnutrition is one of the problems.
And how is the hygiene of the prison at the moment as we speak?
Now the hygiene is very nice. All the people now, all the prisoners now, they are doing well because there is control and the treatment has been given for all of them. And the food now is improved better than before. And now the hygiene surely now is better to the extent of good.
Yes, we understand that the prison service were even afraid to admit more inmates because of this disease. Tell us about the congestion of the prison at the moment.
Yes, the prison, the congestion is still there, but it's not increasing now because there is no more admission now in the prison because due to the strike of the judges. Judges are stopping admitting, sending the people to the prison. Now we have a normal number, no any increase to the extent of before, like when we judges are working, we have a good number who are entering into the prison every day.
Some complaints were raised earlier about juvenile inmates, children who are under the age of 18 being mixed together with adults. Have these been addressed?
Yes, this thing was not happened. The facility is one, but there is a boundaries there inside because we have a classification of the prisoners inside the prison. Each prisoner, they have their own wards separately from others. But the facilities is one. There's no separate places for the inmates, for the juveniles, but they are in the same place in the prison, but they have a bonder with other inmates, so they are not interact together.
Yes, let's get back to the issue of this disease. What is the prison service doing in order to ensure that this kind of diseases or outbreaks don't occur again?
Yes, the prison service is doing her level best. Is contacting with the Juba Medical Hospital, with the specialist doctors, and send all these cases to the medical checkup in the Juba Central Hospital, and they were managed by the specialist doctor. That's why we recovered these things, and now the situation is normal.
All right. Kanol, thank you so much for talking to us. Just finally, any last remarks that you would like to share?
Yes, the last remark, we have a number of the remand prisoners who are a high number, and are not renewed because any remand prisoner is sent to the prison to stay for a certain period and then is due for renewal of his detention. But the strike now, which has happened to the judges, is the renewal of the detention of the prisoners is one of our problem now facing us in the prison service because people are staying in the prison without renewal, which can be amount to the illegal detention. This is a problem we are facing, but we are just now handling with the police and some of the judges who are working, and then things we are going now as it is.